Welcome to the Dating Architect Podcast, the number one balls to the wall, zero BS podcast for men who want to date the kind of hot girls that'll make other men jealous and get all your exes raging mad. Join us and let us help you build your ideal dating life.
Welcome to the podcast. I'm your host, Jack, and today I'm going to be talking about how social media apps have changed the dating game. I noticed a few years ago, shortly after the COVID shutdowns, that apps were becoming more and more prevalent, more and more important, and women were using them more and more. And even when I would cold approach, I would be asking for the number, and a lot of girls would insist on trading or exchanging Instagram, which I didn't really want to do, and I resisted it for as long as I could. But I noticed what tended to happen is girls would ghost if I didn't exchange the Instagram. So even if I got the number, they would later ask me, hey, do you have Instagram? And these apps have become more and more important, and they are just making things harder and harder for both men and women who are just trying to date. Now, why is this happening? Well, the principal reason this is happening is because it has given women infinite choice. So because of these apps, women have access not just to the men in their class, the men that they worked with. Well, now they have access to not just all the men in their town or city, but they have access to all the men in their state, all the men in their country, and all men all over the world. So they are no longer limited by just the men that would talk to them and hit on them before. Now, men all over the world could message them and connect with them, and they could do the same. And what's happening is, because of this infinite choice, women's perception of their own value is becoming skewed, because you have a lot of cucks that are online. Go to any popular female influencers page and you'll see thousands upon thousands of comments like, you are so beautiful, my goddess, you're so amazing. And these women are getting infinite attention that is inflating their sense of self. It's inflating their ego to astronomic proportions, and they're becoming more and more entitled, and they are looking to get with only the top guys. It's basically Pareto's principle on steroids. So 20% of the guys are getting 80% of the women, but I would say it's even worse than that. I would say it's probably 10% of the guys, because the women are so picky nowadays and they are so delusional. They believe they are entitled to like a 10 version of a male. Now, what does that mean? If you look at some of these videos online, or if you ask some of these women in real life what type of guy they want, they will typically tell you, I want a guy who's 6'3", 6'4", who is making at least $200,000 a year, and who has six-pack abs. So not just muscular and not just fit, but six-pack abs. And they want him usually to be good looking too. You know how many guys are 6'3" that make over $200,000 a year and that have six-pack abs and are good looking? It's 1% of males. So that's probably 1 in 100. I would estimate it's less than that, because this is taking into account all the guys that exist. But a lot of these guys already have girlfriends, or they have girls that they are dating. So I would say it's less than 1%, but the girls are delusional. You have to better yourself. Being average is no longer acceptable. Whereas probably I would say 5 years ago, you could have gotten by just approaching and being an average dude. It would have netted you a couple of plates. You could have gotten a girlfriend. Well, now it is just so much harder, because even if you cold approach, if you don't stand out in your fashion, in your presence, in your dominance, you're basically not going to be able to compete in today's marketplace. Now, how is this hurting women? Well, for one, they are not finding these guys because these guys are ultra rare. And from what I've asked and what I've seen online and my experience talking with women that I slept with, basically, when they are on Instagram or on Bumble or on Tinder, what's happening is they see 60 to 70% of men as unattractive. So they're not looking at men the way men are looking at women online. Like, men's bell curve is pretty even. Women's bell curve is skewed. So they are skewed left. They see the majority of men as unattractive. And they only see some men, basically the one I described. I basically have a joke that they're looking for the 6'3" German model CEO with six pack abs that's making more than $200,000 a year. And that guy, like I said, is probably around 1% at most. And they are looking for that guy. And these unrealistic expectations, although they are able to find some of these guys online, they're able to find them on Instagram, they cannot get these guys to settle down with them. Because if you were this guy, you basically have infinite choice. So why would you settle with some chick? You would run through a bunch of them. You would have infinite choice. So there was no reason for you to settle down with just one. You become the female equivalent of an attractive female now who has an online presence, because she has infinite choice when she's online. So he's looking for the same thing, basically, extremely attractive woman that can match up to his standards. So this is why I believe both sides are getting hurt. Males and females are suffering. And it's only getting worse. These apps and your presence on them, and I would say Instagram is probably the biggest culprit, have become super important. Basically, if you don't have one, you are weird, or there's something off, or you're sus, because you don't have an Instagram profile. Like, why don't you have one? It's basically like your resume. So, you know, when you go for a job, you have your resume with your background. Well, your Instagram presence now is your social resume. So girls are looking at it to see if you have money. What kind of cool stuff are you doing? Are you able to travel? Do you have friends? What places can you get into? Basically, it's a value assessment tool for women. And if you don't have it, it's going to be so hard for you to make it in the dating marketplace. Now, another reason it's hurting women is because of this infinite choice, they can't choose. So there was this experiment done a while ago. I forget the study, but it was basically a scientific study and it involved jams. So they broke the participants into two groups. One group was told to choose from three jams. I think it was strawberry, blueberry, and peach. They only had three choices and they had to choose among those three. Whereas the second group was given over 50 jams to choose from. And what happened? Well, in the first group, the choice was really easy because it was really simple. You got three jams and you just choose one. The majority of participants chose a jam. It was very easy and they moved on very quickly. In the second group, they started analyzing each jam so they don't make an incorrect choice. Now, if you think about it rationally, it's just freaking jam. It's not a big major issue. But that's not how the human mind works. So they didn't want to make a mistake. They didn't want to miss out on a certain jam. Maybe they found a better flavor. Well, they would take their time and go through each jam. And what happened as a result of that? Well, the majority of participants didn't actually choose a jam. Most would give up the task, would tire their brain, and they would leave without choosing any jams. And I think that's happening with women nowadays, because some are getting pumped and dumped by these mega chads, if you will. But a lot of them, because they are dreaming of the mega chad and they don't have access to him, they end up alone. So this infinite choice has basically made it harder for them to choose a particular man. And you'll see nowadays, people are also not as likely to get into a relationship. It's more a situationship. Women are less likely to commit because the apps always make it seem like there's someone better out there. Whereas before, the women had to take what was offered to them from the small dating pool. Like I said, it was either people they met at school, at work, or through their friends. That was a limited amount of men, or maybe men that approached them in a club or a bar. That was limited choice, and they basically had to choose from that small circle. Well, now, because of the apps offering infinite choice, it's way harder. Before, they would have been more likely to commit as well, because it was basically, hey, this is my circle. Out of these five guys, this one is the one I like best. Easy to make that choice, right? As opposed to now, I have thousands of guys. Which one am I going to choose? It's the whole jam situation again. Another thing that's happening due to all the attention women are getting, like I said, their sense of self is becoming inflated. So a girl before who was average and she wasn't really approached and maybe had like one or two guys liking her, well, now, because there are so many simps that are just liking her posts and commenting how beautiful and how amazing she is. And even though a lot of these guys don't know that these women use a lot of filters, perfect lighting, they're taking 200 pics just to nail the perfect angle and the perfect pic, Kim Kardashian style. They don't know this, but the guys that are probably not even in the girl's country are saying, oh my God, you're so beautiful. They're inflating her self-sense to ridiculous levels. So when a girl goes out with some guy, if that guy is not at least 2 points above her, I would say 2 to 3 points, she will not be interested in pursuing anything serious with that guy. Nowadays, if the guy is a 9, he'll barely be able to keep 7. Forgive my ratings. I don't really like to rate girls or people, but it just helps for you to understand. It's like that girl will be hard to plate because she still thinks she deserves more, like higher. Some of these girls are chasing celebrities, rappers, football stars. Because of the apps, hypergamy is just out of control, I think. And the countries with heavy app usage, like the USA, Great Britain, Australia, the dating scene is just so much harder in those countries. Now, if you don't have an Instagram, you should get one. And in my next podcast, which will be a premium podcast, I'm going to go over all the ways you can improve your status so that you can get into the dating marketplace. Because I believe now Instagram and Tinder and Bumble are basically a necessity. They are basically your social resume. And like I said, the last probably 3 years, I've never been asked so much about, do you have an Instagram? Even when I get the number and I'm talking to a girl over text or on WhatsApp, they will still ask me for my Instagram. And mine's pretty good. I do a lot of traveling. I do some cool shit. I have pictures and selfies with some of the girls I'm dating, the especially attractive ones. I have pictures in my Instagram. So I'm using Instagram to massively display my value. And it's easier to convert girls who are following your Instagram than it is the ones who are not. Now, this doesn't mean I don't cold approach. I still do. It's where I get the majority of my leads. But I'm saying, even though I'm cold approaching, the girls that I've cold approached and gotten numbers from, they're asking for these socials. They're asking for Instagram. They're asking, some are asking for Snapchat, some for Facebook. If they're a little older, they'll ask for Facebook. But they are asking for them. They are using these to compare. So it's just like getting a job. It's becoming just like getting a job. Let me see your resume. Let me see your Instagram. Let me see what kind of guy you are and what you can bring to the table. They are using these. So they are becoming increasingly important. And if you don't have them, basically the girl is very skeptical. And like I said, I've had so many ghosts. I've tried saying I haven't had, you know, I got rid of it. I'm no longer on Instagram. Things like that. They will ghost. They will just disappear. A lot of them, not all of them. Some are understanding, but it's the minority. The majority just kind of ghost, or you seem weird, or you seem suspect if you do not have Instagram and if you cannot provide it to them. It's like you're hiding something. You're sus in their eyes. So that's what I wanted to talk about today. Tune in to next week's podcast, where I'll be discussing strategies to maximize your value online using Instagram, Tinder, Hinge, Bumble, and some of these other social apps.